With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, just met at the top of the show to say a few things. I've got a bunch of shows. So here we go. The podcast, the birthday 40th one, all sold out, Comedy Republic. If you got tickets, don't forget about it. Here we go. And then, from then, I go the Gold Coast, July 3 to 9. Okay, if you're in the Gold Coast, come along. Adelaide, July 13, 14. Hobart, July 21 to 24, and then Brisbane, July 31 and August 1st as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival. And then I'm going to be in Perth in September, October. So if you're in these cities, all tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Some of them aren't on sale yet. Hobart's going to be on sale very soon. I don't think Perth is on sale yet as well, but the other ones are on sale. So make sure, go and get some tickets to see little old me. Yeah. Also, I'm filming talks on August 4, so all these shows are leading up to me getting talks ready at Stupid Old Studios here in Melbourne in Brunswick. It's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Make sure, if you've not seen it, come along. I want to film it and I want it to look good and I need you there. So please go to joshearl.com.au for the tickets on that one. Patreon subscribers, thank you so much. You guys are the best. We're getting up there. My dream at the end of this year to have 500 Patreon subscribers. We're not far, okay? So jump on board if you are a listener to the show and want to help support. I did a really good episode this week with Kyron Wheatley talking about our favorite of the favorites, the Cadbury favorites chocolates. So that was lots of fun, very contentious. We very much disagreed for the entirety of it. Also, if you are can't afford the Patreon, Patreon is patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. If you can't afford the Patreon, I understand, and want to help out the podcast, share it around on all your social media, and also give us a 5-star review over on iTunes. That really helps. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode, recorded in the room. First one in a while we've all been in the room, which is really good, with Alexi Toliopoulos, Sonny DiOrio, Matt Stewart, and Mish Wittrup. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with an aspiring rapper from the United States of America. Whoa. Who just posted the track High Times on YouTube. Do you want to listen to it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is
That's why I'm here.
Here we go.
What a sick beat.
Don't pretend that's not actually you.
Yeah, I don't. I reckon
just
this guy.
I'd just be like, oh, someone weird in America just bought here. Do you like it though?
Well,
I reckon when this guy finally buys a mic and just doesn't use the computer one, sky's the limit. Send
him
one of these. I've
and
got
then
five.
Get him on the pod.
No, but maybe he's starting a new trend. Computer rap, yeah. Computer mic rap.
That's how Car Seat Headrest used to, he did his first album just... Do you know the singer Car Seat Headrest?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he would...
On the computer.
On his breaks from when he's working. I think he was working at Target or something like that. He'd go into the car and put the computer in between the car seat headrest. And
is that where he got the wonderful name
from? That's where his name's from.
Okay. Yeah. Not a coincidence then.
Does that make it better or worse? Because it always felt like a bad name to me. But now there's a reason.
Now there's a reason. It's still a bad name. Cool. But I think lots of good bands have bad names.
Name one. Okay, got me. I'm a fraud.
Who are these voices? Let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest. When people type his name into Google, the related searches are age, partner, and letterbox. Can you please welcome from Total Rebot, Total Reboot, not Rebot. Big Film Buffet and Fine and Drago podcast. It is Alexi Toliopoulos.
Hello. Oh. Thank you for researching me.
Yeah, people want to know. How old are you, Alexi?
I will never reveal. I had a birthday recently and I had an existential crisis and I'm like, you know what?
He's going to say like 20 something.
Yes, I'm 19, dude. Like, hey, it was a significant birthday.
I'm going to die soon. I'm freaking out.
I'm flipping. I'm aging. But you know,
you're not going to tell us. I'll just Google it.
I think, but are you do, it makes sense that people would be you're ageless. And
yeah, I've scrubbed it, dude. Yeah. I've scrubbed.
They
it.
They want to know. Do you have a partner?
That's interesting. Exciting. I think doesn't it say a bit? It means people don't know. They find you mysterious, but they want to know if you're available, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm turned.
That's pretty cool.
Or does he have someone who can care for him?
True. They need someone to know that I'm not alone out there in the world.
The last one's the confusing one.
That's where I leave my film reviews because I log every movie I watch. It's on my Letterboxd account at This Is Alexi on Letterboxd, so you can keep track of every movie.
Every single movie. Do you watch a lot?
You bet. I watch almost one every single day.
Do you know what the last 5-star review is on his Letterboxd?
No. Well,
5-star review. The last film he reviewed 5 stars.
So be a recent one?
No.
Oh, wow. Is it a movie?
The Godfather 2.
It's a comedy classic.
It's a comedy classic.
Austin Powers 2.
Leslie Nielsen.
No. It is Superbad.
Yes.
Hey.
Love that movie.
I do my research. That's not even in there. I just did the research.
It should be called Super Good.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's a wonderful flick. Yes. It's a wonderful flick. 5 stars in my opinion.
That's how it holds up.
Absolutely, dude.
That's great news.
You have to listen to Total Reboot, the podcast we reviewed it on recently. So,
our next guest is the first time to the podcast. They share their name with a grandmother in Las Vegas, but the one we have here is actor, playwright, and podcaster. It's Mish Witrup. Yay!
Hey, I didn't know that. Someone has my name.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing your name might be short for another name, or is
Michelle?
It actually, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that sucks though because I've told everyone I'm the only one with my name. It's like it's a shit flex. But it's a shit flex. But I've told so many people, I'm the only one with that name.
No. Well, how old is this woman?
She's a grandmother.
She'll probably die soon.
She's a grandmother in Vegas, so I reckon she's a partier.
Did you feel? Did you in that moment when you found out there was another one out there?
Yeah.
What was your emotional response? I got to know.
One minute ago.
Get out of here. I know.
No, it hurt. It hurt. It hurt real bad.
I thought you might have felt that you were no longer alone in the world.
No, not that at all. It's one of the only things that I thought made me unique. But now I'm just like Michelle, whatever her fucking name was.
The same as yours.
Which one?
What's her middle name though?
Yeah. Granny. It's probably Elizabeth, which is also mine.
Classic middle name.
Classic.
Also joining us is a woman who shares her name with a mother of two. In Alpignano? I don't know. In Italy.
Alpignano?
Alpignano, there you go. Who?
I think you had it. I think it was Alpignano.
You're going to say unsure three times in a row.
I think it was Alpignano, ? Yeah. That's right.
Well, this woman has very strict Facebook settings, but I do know she's a mother of two.
Mother of two.
Can you please welcome this comedian, Sonia DiOrio.
Hello. I'm a mother of minus many.
No.
I've been blocking those for ages.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a former Scottish rugby player who was also, at the time of playing professional rugby, a Lance Corporal in the British Army.
Oh my gosh.
But this one is from Do Go On, the podcast. Can you please welcome? It's Matt Stewart, everyone.
Thanks so much. Wow. What a pleasure to be here. That's heartbreaking to hear that there's another Matt Stewart out there.
Here's a fun fact. You also share a name with a boy I did kisses with.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, back recently? In high school. Oh, okay. No, back in high school. What? So yeah, recently. you share a name. I did kisses with him in year 10 on an oval.
So when I said to you, hey, the other guests on the show, Alexi Toliopoulos, Sonia DiOrio, and Matt Stewart, you go, I
crossed my fingers and went, he's back, baby. And then I saw Matt Stewart from Do Go On. I was like, not again.
All right, our first game today. Now, also for the listener, this is Alexi's first time face-to-face in the podcast.
I'm nervous. I missed that lag. That lag gives me a few seconds to jump in here and there, but now who knows?
So in the space, like last year, you're on 4 times.
Yeah.
now, or actually five times if you include the best ofs.
And you know what? I fucking do, dude. I do include those best ofs.
I think this is better because we can see your pants and they're very good.
Wow, yeah. The other times, no pants. Just loaded the desk.
Well, you Jeffrey Toobin it.
Yeah, dude.
Tubing on the Zoom.
Yeah, you're added us top to bottom.
Yeah, dudes. I do one thing. I just see it. I do one brand per day and that's it.
Also, I have the exact same socks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. No bragging, mister. All right. Mum bought these from a hospital gift store for me, so I know where you got yours from.
My mother-in-law gave them to me with a what they call a banjo bear wrapped in it, which is carob.
Oh, wow, yum. You're both cool.
Yeah. All right, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Yeah. You can't buzz in for your own ones. If you get a point, you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the point actually goes to the person who actually wrote the tweet. Thing is today, this is all from Twitter. Mm-hmm. Sonia, not on Twitter.
No.
So I've subbed in for you.
I get
so
your points.
So these could be my tweets. Wow. So you not never Sonia's, been, my tweets.
Never been on Twitter?
I was on there briefly.
Did you do an emotional post saying, I'm checking out? Yeah.
I just went stuff. In, had a bit of a snoop, got out of there. Yeah, I've got no thoughts.
Do you ever look? Do you ever go on Twitter and just have a look?
No.
No, okay. You should.
I think you need to be on there to have a look.
There's ways around.
Am I missing out?
Yeah, get a phase.
No,
I don't think it's probably good for you.
All right, our first one. Our first question is this one. They should make a Marvel-style Agatha Christie cinematic universe. How cool would it be to see Poirot, Miss Marple, and Spider-Man all interacting?
Mish.
Yeah.
I heard Mish first.
Alexi.
No, that was Matt Stewart. Oh. A point there.
I was going to say Alexi as well.
No, I would never tweet about Marvel.
Well, I was going to say Alexi because I'm like, no one else knows all that shit.
Of all the movie they bullshit do. That he does.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Guessing that's an old one.
Are you kidding that you'll never joke about Marvel? Or no, are you like a Martin Scorsese?
I'm a Scorsese guy,
that's not film.
I'll make fun of him, but I will not make fun of Marvel. Those guys scare me.
They're untouchable. Is that what you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Is Scorsese and Marvel like Oasis, Blur and the Nice? You have to choose a side.
I don't know
side.
What those are. So.
Is it like Violet Crumble and Crunchy? You have to pick a side and you
can't. Now you're talking my language. Now I get it.
There is an answer to Violet Crumble and Crunchy too.
It's Violet Crumble.
It's crunchy.
You guys are all wrong. And it's crunchy. Top five with me and Kyle.
This is the third time I've talked about this year, I reckon.
Really?
And crunchy was no one's ever like everyone's been like, how does Violet Crumble exist in a market with crunchy?
100%.
It's way better.
It's like, too solid. You try to bite it and it's scary.
No,
crunchy's aerated. Yeah.
Crunchy
slides.
Is nothing. You feel ripped off. You put your tongue to it and the half of it dissolves. God.
But then the other half, you got the dense half down the other side.
Violet Crumble is fucked. It's fucked.
Too
You've
strong.
Got this airy part that's mm-hmm. delicious, and I'm about it. I'm fucking with it. And then you get to the hard part, and it's not like, ooh, yummy, hard, like a hard caramel. It's fuck, that's fucking hard, like a fucking Violet Crumble.
You're putting your values in the wrong areas, Josh, when it comes to this.
Yeah.
It's very shardy. You know, the Violet Crumble. No.
Get on the shards, mate. Question two. You'd be surprised how much I can get done when I'm given too much time and a really simple task.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Alexi.
No, that is Mish. Point for Mish.
When the fuck did I write that? I don't even use Twitter. I genuinely thought anything you would say, I probably shouldn't say this, it would be about MasterChef because that's all I tweet about.
None of them are about MasterChef.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, you're all.
You're more prolific than you thought.
Yeah, you that's go. Fun. You should get on there.
I
get
should
back
do
on
comedy.
There. Say more shit on there.
Thanks.
All right, question three. Whenever I hear Baby Bunting, my brain is like Baby Bunting, Baby Spice, Emma Bunton. I get it.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Josh?
No, that's Alexi.
Yes, that's
Alexi.
An original, yes.
Baby Bunting.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is, but you hear it every now and then.
Matt, have you been to Baby Bunting before?
I think isn't it the triangles? It's like triangles of little triangle flag.
No, that's just bunting.
It's a baby
shop. It's a really small triangle.
Yeah, it's a stork with a small child in its mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like just a...
I thought it was a baby spice thing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, that's the tweet, guys. You know?
We saw the tweet in real life.
Wait, am I on minus points?
No, you don't lose any points in this
round.
Oh,
okay.
No one's on minus points. You're on zero, though.
Okay, I'm on zero.
All right. Question.
It's only up from here.
Yeah. You're moving
Same
up,
score yep. as how many you've birthed.
Yeah.
Yes.
No negative.
No negative.
I don't think you can go into negative babies.
Unless you can.
Like, oh, can you?
Okay. Yeah, no, let's not go into this.
Or you envelop one. Like you like.
It's for how many lives you take away in this world.
All right, question four. The mouth is the pocket of the face.
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Matt.
No, that was me. I get a point. Yes.
Congrats, mouth Joshy. Is the Thanks. Pocket of the face. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's really
nice. Or the pussy of the face.
Well, that would be Sonia Diorio.
Yeah, it is. I belong on Twitter.
You've got to get back on there, dude. Yeah. We need just more pussy tweets out there.
Yeah, honestly, just for that alone.
You've got to sign up tonight and tweet that.
And if you just... This can be your thing, though. If you just go, you find an object like the window, it's the pussy of the house. You could do it for whatever you think about.
You could be at pussy of. You know, that could be a whole handle.
All right. If you don't take that, can I? Because I don't know how to do Twitter, and that's genius.
It probably wouldn't be good for this game because it would be very, we'd know it would be you each time. Yeah. But.
All right, question five. I have quite a few famous friends, but none of them are famous enough for Daily Mail to pay me for photos of them with bongs and whatnot. And quite frankly, it's annoying me.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Mish.
Yes, you are correct, Ooh. Alexi. That is a point.
See, I was really trying to think who's got the famous friends. I was thinking Mish. Yeah.
Who's the most famous friend of yours?
Oh, hate to name drop. No, I've got a few, but none of the tweet is real. Like, I've got a lot of friends that are like quite well known. Like, when they get on a tram, people like want to chat to them, but it could make me no money.
Well, the fact that
you can't sell
like
them
I
out.
Could try and
the
sell
fact they're still on a tram tells you that they're not like the high.
Yeah, I could try and send like a university photo of Broden Munted at uni, but it's not going to make me any money.
That would just make him more popular.
Yeah, exactly. And a bit pissed off at me, and I'd rather that not happen.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of overlap between Auntie Donna and Daily Mail audiences.
Not yet. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for a second season of Netflix.
Question six. Movies are so awesome because they can be funny and at times can even be extremely scary. To top it all off, they let you sit down for a while.
Mish.
Sonia.
Yes, Mish.
I want to say Matt.
No, that was amazing.
That felt like a trick. Very good tweet.
I thought it was like last time.
Good tweet, though. I love That's sitting true. Down
Movies
so much.
Movies run the gamut. That's why they're so spectacular.
Do you know the last movie I saw at the cinema?
Let me guess.
It was yesterday. I went to the cinemas yesterday.
The Beatles
I did think you meant the Beatles movie. Like, yeah, it sounds like Joshy. Did you go see Mortal Kombat?
No, I saw Tom and Jerry the movie.
There was someone famous, like a comedian's in
Rob
that.
Delaney's Rob in Delaney. It. Colin Jost.
What did you think?
Terrible. There's no plot to it. Like,
it's a shame.
It looks awful.
That's what you went for. You're like, God, how do these cat and mouse get along these days?
Such a shame they've ruined their legacy like that.
In the cartoon, you know how Jerry the mouse is the one that you're rooting for and Tom is the one that you're like against just because of the
dynamics. I think, to be honest, Tom and Jerry is the Violet Crumble of Tweety and Sylvester.
But in this, Jerry the mouse actually does bad things that you want him to get caught for. And so I was like, I was conflicted. I don't know who to... Like,
that
he was
like
the anti-hero.
You're
the
there conflicted going like, I don't know who to go for. I'm wrapped up in it all.
Movies like that though, like you don't, like when they're that bad, you don't give a shit who dies. You're just kind of waiting for when there's no redeemable qualities.
Spoiler alert, neither of the cat or mouse die.
Well, I'm not going to go see it now. No. I did see Mortal Kombat though.
Yeah.
Pure entertainment.
Wow.
Amazing. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, mate. Make it your
I've been
movie.
Holding out for Tom and Jerry. My first trip back to the cinema.
All right. Next question. Halloumi is the squeakiest food.
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Josh.
No, that was Matt Stewart.
I'm sick of this. I hate this game.
I was so sure you were going to say halloumi is the pussy of the of the cheese world or something.
Pussies aren't squeaky.
I know that. I knew that already. I was just testing you.
I fucking wish my pussy was squeaky.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it would make it so much more fun.
It would be hilarious.
All right, next question. In my lifetime, I can't imagine the bacon industry and the resealable packaging industry settling their differences and working together, but I still hold out hope.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Mish?
No, that is Alexi as well.
Oh, fuck, I can't guess.
Yes.
Has one point even gone off during this round?
I don't think anyone's got a point.
No one's got jack shit.
So what was the... What? Do they not do resealable
bacon?
They don't.
You open the package, it just lays loose the whole time.
Yeah.
That's no
good. No one's revolutionized. I have to keep Sammy bags on the thing to put them in.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it's one of my great problems.
Everyone else, like everything else has it. Cheese, slices, or like pitters.
I know. That's why it seems fucking obvious, okay? I'm going to get passionate right now. It seems obvious, but they haven't done it.
How annoying is it when you go to open a bag that has a seal, like for the first time, and the seal comes off?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My lords.
Oh, the rage.
Yes.
Yeah. Pita bread's the worst for that. Next question, question 9. Watched Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes this week. Now I can't stop looking at random objects as if I'm noticing evidence. Window, tree, Toyota Corolla. Can't wait to find out how all this ties together so I can take down that dastardly Moriarty cunt.
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Josh.
No, that is Matt Stewart.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking, who? How did they squeeze so many characters into this? That was long.
Did they take a photo
all the ones
of their
I've chosen
up?
Of yours Just are long. You've long. Used up all the characters.
And it, well, Jesus.
You were like
that
an ensemble.
That felt long and I didn't know it was me. But yeah, great work.
You like
Do you
those?
Deliberately
I reckon that was 4 houses ago I saw that movie. I remember I've seen all movies and that was a long time ago.
I read yesterday, this is on what you just said then, that the average adult has lived in 11 houses in their life.
Oh, wow.
How many houses do you think you've lived in that?
Well, I've lived in more than that.
I've lived in 13. Okay. Yes, 13
God.
Houses.
Above 13. Average.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Thank you. What about you?
And I'm young still. The night is young.
I've lived in 4.
Yeah, I think 6 including divorce. Yeah, my parents are separated. I was jumping around a lot.
I was like, what? You're divorced?
Yeah, yeah. I went through some shit, guys.
That's not what came up when I searched partner.
I thought you were referring to divorce as a house, like an emotional house.
Well, it was for a while. It was for me growing up, you know.
I'm up to 11, Josh.
11?
So I'm right on the average. You're I'm ready to die.
What do you want, Mish?
13.
13.
Yeah, I moved around a lot as a kid. Wow. Cool story.
Because you're originally from Tasmania.
I was born in Sydney, but I only lived there for 6 months, and then I moved to Tassie. Is this giving away some of the questions?
No, no.
Sick. Yeah, I lived in Tassie till I was 8. Wow. All the important stuff that you guys need to know about
in
me.
In the nice part of Tassie too, Sandy Bay.
Sandy Bay. Ooh. Pretty ritzy.
Wow, describe Sandy Bay.
It's got a beach and the fish and chip shop that Reggie from Big Brother owned.
Oh, whoa. Iconic. Yeah. Iconic.
And a big Blockbuster that when it opened, there was a parade.
Oh my God. Oh.
There was also a parade when the Macca's opened. And there was also a lot of old people that protested.
That love
that the
parades. Oh, okay. And that's why they moved there. Like, they do it for fucking anything. We've got to move down to Sandy Beach.
And it's next door to Battery Point where the Shippy's Arms is, where I've stayed on multiple occasions as a young man.
Right near Salamanca Marcus.
The uni in Hobart is at Sandy Beach.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot.
God, we've got to get there, guys.
Is this EPSOC sponsored by Tourism Tasmania?
I'd love to do a podcast in Tasmania.
Yes.
Let's do it. Tasmanians.
Great audiences.
Thanks. And I'm one of you. Come on. Invite me back. All right, our last question for this round. It's bullshit that I'm not famous on Twitter yet.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
There we go. Oh,
it's got to be Alexi.
That is Mish. A point for Mish.
The comedy behind that is I'm not really on Twitter.
Now, that one was after a night of just MasterChef tweets.
Yeah. The first night I live tweeted MasterChef was the first time I tweeted in forever, and I got published on some sort of fucking website. I know. And so then Zach, my podcast partner, was like, oh, you have to do it again. Like, you do it again. So I did it again, didn't get published, and was genuinely quite miffed.
Whoa.
I was like, this is some bullshit. And then I didn't tweet again for like 3 weeks.
At the end of that round, the scores are Sonia. Sonia on 0 points.
Zero.
Josh on 1 point.
Wow, congrats, Josh.
Thank you. Mish on 2 points. Matt on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points, it's Alexi.
Whoa.
What? Damn. I thought everyone was doing shit like me.
I thought we were all on 0.
But because you didn't have any tweets that people
I'm not on Twitter.
Guessing.
I don't understand this world. I'm at a disadvantage.
Real disadvantage.
How did I get 2 points?
Because people guessed your tweets for someone else, so you get 8
points. Oh, cool.
You should give your point to Sonia.
I'm not kidding.
That's actually a real
you
dog
said, that's what
dog
I thought you
action.
Meant when you said, dog. I've substituted.
No.
Josh, you're a dog. You're a dog.
That means you could have got 10 if you answered it more correctly. Actually, your advantage.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. All right. This round, it's called 9 to 5. What am I to make a living? Now, we've all had jobs. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. And today we're talking about a young Alexi Toliopoulos who is working in his dream job as a film reviewer on the ABC.
Wow.
But even though it was his dream job, this episode was different though, because he was about to give his first negative review on air. Mm. But what happened just before he was about to give this review? Was it A, he found out the film's director was also a guest on the show and Alexi was stressing out that he was about to get yelled at? B, he was so stressed out about giving a negative review that he gave himself a blood nose? Or C, Alexi had watched the wrong film and hadn't seen the film he was supposed to be talking about. He quickly excused himself, went to the toilet, and tried to watch as many reviews as possible, while also being aware that if he took too long, they would think he was doing a huge shit. Now, one of these is the correct one. You can ask him as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, Alexi wants you to get it incorrect, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What was the film?
Well, it would be a different film for every single scenario.
Okay, scenario one.
Scenario one, the film was Red Dog 2, director Kriv Stenders, Australian filmmaker of some note.
That sounds like you're making that up.
That's sounds his like real name.
Sounds like someone the ABC would interview.
Yes, so. Kriv Stenders, he's a beloved Australian filmmaker, but I have had problems with every single one of his works.
What else did he make?
Red Dog 1. He also did that Simon Pegg killer movie.
What's your, so, to go back to Red Dog, what's your issue with Red Dog 1?
Oh, my God. It's the dog. It's not that charming. Everyone's going on about this dog. This dog's so cute. Everyone likes a dog. What about me? I'm cute, and I got more to do than this dog, okay? No one's putting me in the lead of a film.
So it's a do you reckon you're jealousy. A better actor than the dog?
Absolutely. I would say I could do a better job than that dog on set.
What's the one for when you shit yourself?
That was an Italian movie called Happy as Lazaro.
Oh, now you're speaking Sonia's language.
Yes. And it was an Italian film. I didn't make the screening, but also in the emails that are like setting up, okay, these are all the films that are possibilities for us to discuss. So I'm going out there. I'm checking out the other movies that are around. And then that was the one that the day where it was too late to go see it, they were like, actually, let's lock this one in. I'm like,
Wait, which was that scenario three?
Scenario three.
So that's the one where you... But isn't that scenario... I thought you'd watched another movie and you thought it was that movie.
Well, because I watched the whole other gamut of things.
Oh, you watched everything but that film.
Because I was like, it's unlikely we're going to do this Italian art house movie. And you unlikely.
But you were ready to give it a negative review. How could you have been ready for that for a gamut of films?
Good job, Matt. Yes, there's a reason I kissed you on the oval in your test.
It was a point of difference on the show. As I knew the other two critics had favorably seen it, I had to see negative reviews.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the second scenario?
What was it?
It was, you got a blood nose.
Oh, yes.
I don't feel
It wasn't you got a blood nose, it was you gave yourself a blood nose.
Oh, I wrote as in terms of stress, not that he passed himself on the nose.
Right, okay. To get out of it, yes, I beat myself up in front of the cameras.
What movie? It was Fight Club. No,
it was the movie Mother by Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, bad film.
Yeah, I really hate that movie.
Is that related to the new film Father at all?
No. Mother, because it's got an exclamation point at the end.
It's the gritty reboot of Mother and Son.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that I would love. I'd love to see Gary McDonald get another chance out there.
And Ruth? No, maybe they could bring her back.
I would love if they could bring her back.
Holographic Ruth
Some
Crackle.
Sort of holographic or do some dark arts. Really try and get some resurrection stuff going on. I love her.
Seance.
Yes, bring her back. We love Ruth Crackle.
So what was the first one again?
First movie, once again, was Red Dog 2. Director Kriv Stenders in studio.
Yeah.
And apparently this happened when you were a young man.
Well, yes, I am still young now.
How long ago was it?
This was like 4 years ago.
How old were you?
I would never reveal that. That's never going to happen. You can try every trick in the book on me and I'll never reveal my age. It shall remain a mystery.
It's 30, right?
Absolutely not. No, sir.
Are you like 80?
No. Okay.
Is it between these markers?
It's not between those markers. Okay. I promise you that.
So you're under 30.
Under 30.
I will never reveal. But yes. That's,
27.
Don't squeak, baby.
Yeah. Except for halloumi. That does squeak. That is Greek and it does squeak, okay?
I reckon the Red Dog one. I've got a real...
I think it's the Red Dog one as well.
I think it's the Red Dog one.
You're all going to lock in A?
Wow.
Well done, guys. Correct answer is B. You're giving him 3 points.
What?
He got a blood nose.
I have to review Darren Aronofsky's Mother and I fucking despised it. It's one of the movies I truly despise in this world. It's beautifully made. It makes you feel like you're in a nightmare, but I could not stand it because it's just like everything's fake in it. Everything. There's no moment where you're in a reality. It's not like, oh wow, it's like some Edward Albee shit, like Virginia Woolf, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, where you got like people coming into the house, but it's like, no, it's all fake. He's always God. She's always like fucking representation of Mother Earth. There's only metaphor, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you're giving us the full bad review again.
And I was getting worked
for the
up because
his nose is bleeding.
But I'd never
getting
even,
blood
like,
all over your Adidas.
Get me out of here, get me out. Someone cut my clothes off, cut them off. But then I was getting worked up because I had never given a negative review before, and I did like some of his other movies, and I was like, I've never done this. I hated it so much. And then one of the other critics I was with just told me that he gave like a mixed review to Manchester by the Sea, and the director emailed him going like, you've misunderstood this. And like, he's a big critic, and the director just like went after him, and I just started getting fucking really stressed out. I'm like, God, what if he sees this?
What if he sends me an email?
Yeah, he sends me a strongly worded email calling me a fraudulent little bastard or something. And I just started getting so stressed, and my nose just started bleeding. And like, you're bleeding. So I had to run to the bathroom, get like, you know, tissues. And so when I sat back down, we were at a table, like a round table thing. So I just put all my tissues on my lap, so if I start bleeding, I can rush up and like save myself. And I just assumed it would just be like, you know, mid shot. And then when I saw it on TV,
no.
See this pile of bloody tissues sitting on my lap.
Oh God!
Yeah,
you really had us because you're like, what was the second one again?
Yeah, that was
good
all
actor.
Me.
You are a better actor than Red Dog.
Fuck you, Red Dog! You can't do that.
Have you ever seen a movie called A Walk to Remember?
I have never seen it, but I read the Wikipedia plot synopsis when I was on a train. I had like a high fever and I was on my way home going crazy. Years ago, guys, don't freak out. Years ago now, and I started crying.
Oh, it is by far and away my least favorite movie of all time. It's horrible.
It's my favorite Wikipedia entry. Really movie.
Well,
really
it needs to have something, I suppose.
They wrote it very detailed. Like, they wrote lots of stuff in there, lots of emotions.
Have you ever watched Teen Wolf 2?
Never.
Good. Jason
yes,
Bateman.
I have.
I reckon that's not. It just is very
it's
disappointing
so bad.
After the first one. I reckon they made it up as they went along. The boxing was great.
Jason
you know,
Bateman.
It's
Jason
about
Bateman's
boxing.
Great.
Okay, you've sold me. Yeah. Most good movies are about boxing.
I didn't think ever that a reviewer might feel bad when they give a bad review.
Yeah.
I don't know if the automotive reviewer who panned me in the Herald Sun in 2017 felt bad the next day.
They bleed for this shit, dude. I'll give you a look on the other side of the critic aisle. That's it. They bleed for it.
I used to, like, back in, like, 2007 or 8, used to review CDs or albums for an online...
Just the CDs, not the content on them, how the CD works.
Very shiny. Yeah. 5 stars.
It's so circular. The other side I can see myself. I love it. Yeah. No, but I remember giving Ben Lee's album not a very good review.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And I do like this. I like Ben Lee, like especially the first four albums. And this was his worst album by far. It was the one with like the Venus de Milo kind of thing on the cover, and it was just not good. And he was trying to do pop music. He had Mandy Moore on. I was like, this is not for me, and I don't know who it's for. And I did feel bad. And I'm trying to get him on this podcast.
Yeah.
And he.
Delete this episode.
Well, Brett Blake came on and panned him out, and I was trying to try and stand up for him. But like he was going to come on and do it, and then he had to do a sound check and couldn't do it.
Whoa.
So, Ben, if you're listening, I would love to talk to you.
About how shit your album was.
Yeah. I gave you a 6 out of 10.
Who was that for?
It was called Arcadia.
Arcadia. I'm sure I used to read your reviews probably. I reckon I probably dropped off Ben Lee about that point.
Although
I was never really on him.
The power of the reviewer.
I did some reviews for an online thing for a while as well, but I didn't have it in me. It was all positive.
Yeah,
everything
was
positive.
Yeah.
My review was for K-Zone. I used to review for K-Zone.
Oh, K-Zone.
Yeah. Still do because I am in the demographic, if you will.
At the end of that round, the scores are Sonia, still on 0 points. Me, I'm still on 1 point. Mish, you're still on 2. Matt's on 3, but in the lead now on 7 points. In the flesh, it's Alexi Toliopoulos.
This is actually a walk to remember right now. I'm never going to forget this.
Even more powerful in person.
Wow. All right, now to
I'm
Alexi.
I'm shivering.
This round is called In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else in the room. Mm-hmm. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. Mm-hmm. So to Alexi. Now, Matt's dad once went to buy a caravan, but when he arrived, he recognized the seller as an ex-Carlton football player. Matt's dad lied to the man and said he was a huge Carlton supporter in order to get a discount. The ex-player asked, really? Because the sticker on the back of your car says you're a St Kilda member.
Uh-oh.
Matt's dad got the caravan, but he did not get the discount. Yeah or nah?
Wow, okay. First question, more general one. What sport is this?
Aussie rules.
Aussie rules, AFL. Okay, so...
I don't know. I just like films. Yeah, I don't think about sports.
Have you watched the film The Club?
I have seen The Club. I've seen many films.
The Merger. These are films that
I've
deal with
seen
Australian
many films
rules.
Of every gamut, okay? I've seen footy legends, Arne Doe and Sleek the Elite. I've seen them. Okay? I've seen all of them. But I've only seen one episode of the sport itself.
You
so
do.
I don't
you
know
wear
too much.
Sporting... outfits?
Yes, yeah, actually leisure wear when I put them on.
Did you say one episode of this?
Yeah,
do you mean one game?
Oh, one game. Sorry. Yeah. It was on TV. I couldn't
Did
remember.
You review it?
Yes. It was. I was like, pretty fun, but the plot stops. Tom and Jerry's better.
I've come into the season, 122 seasons in, and yeah. I just don't
what's
understand.
Gone on.
I do think about that, though, as well, the movies, at least... There's a director and a writer who's designed it so you feel a certain way at the end. With football, I go for a team that's not been good forever.
What's your team?
What's your team?
Saints. I'm sad all the time.
Oh, so wow. you go for the Saints?
I go for the Saints, yes.
That's a good chance you don't go for the Saints then. Mm.
So it doesn't run in the family, perhaps. Did you stray away from your dad's...
No, if it does run in the family, it means the story's true.
Okay. Well, the Saints, I've got no idea if St Kilda is the Saints.
They're not
so
a good team.
It is?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Thanks, guys.
It's one of those teams that doesn't
Thank
sound good
you
when
you so
say
much.
The full title. St Kilda Saints.
Yeah.
I like it's like the Hawthorn Hawks.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Okay, so what kind of caravan was it?
I mean... Just
like one you hitched to the back of a car?
No, it was planted... And you know, in the spot with a complete annex, you know, concreted
so you're
in.
So you move into this house. Your dad was moving into as a house. He's not like going on a world tour with it.
No. Well, it was you know, it was going to be his getaway.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's
from
cool.
you,
oh, from your family.
His child,
shit footy team.
From you, your family, and stuff.
Yeah, when I set up at 11 houses, some of them had wheels.
I want to decipher whether your dad's the kind of guy that would have a sticker on the back of his car.
Is this the Ernie sticker he had?
Yeah, well, apart from the, you know, the Ford,
the Reggio, we get it.
Sticker or whatever.
Yeah, so it's not like his car has been, like, covered in bumper stickers.
Mm. He's got the St Kilda, he's got the My Family stickers, he's got
Magic Happens.
I'm sure I've talked about this on a previous episode, but I got a weird phobia of stickers. They gross me out. So he only has the one sticker on the back.
How does your dad express his personality and likes and dislikes in other ways? Is this the only way?
Oh, he'll tell you if you ask him.
Is he a member?
He is. Well, he was then. He has been on and off.
Are you a member?
I'm a member.
You're a member of St Kilda Footy Club.
The St Kilda Football Club. Yeah.
Can you name three players?
And sing the team song.
Sing the team song. That's a good one.
What's the classic jazz standard, Oh When the Saints Go Marching In?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sing it. Most know that. Oh When the Saints Go Marching In.
Do they click in the stadium?
In the footy version, there's a great trumpet solo and then a drum solo. It's very good.
Oh,
it's powerful
gosh.
Stuff.
So what happens when they go, oh, how I'd love to be...
In St.
Kilda.
He knows it.
And was this guy a footballer of note, or was he like just a classic grub behind?
Oh no, big time. He famously punched the ball back in the like 1970 grand final against Collingwood, and Collingwood supporters they bring it up still.
Really?
Yeah, there was a Toyota ad reenacting it.
What's his name?
I would thought, isn't that enough for you to know?
What's his name?
Wayne Harms.
Wayne Harms. Looking if there's something harms way behind here in the wall.
Cards of Soze.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I'm going to say that this is a false. This is a lie.
Alexi, you are correct. That is a false story. Wow. So a point there for Alexi. But
was
it's
based
on
in
truth,
any truth?
Yeah, he bought a caravan off Wayne Harms.
Wow.
But no discount was sought, I don't think.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Was that question for you?
Yeah.
I spoke so much.
But you helped me every step of the way.
I'm so sorry. I got your back. But yeah, like, thank I'm so you. Sorry got me I that didn't point. Realize.
You were making me sweat. Yeah. When you started double teaming me, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I thought I could lie to one.
I'll jump in for your
can
play
I have
bad
half
cop
your point?
When you're
can
in.
I have half, can I have half a point?
Of course. I don't need it. I'm in the lead. Take half.
Thank you.
Can I have a couple points?
Absolutely get the other half.
Yeah. I said a couple points.
You get the other half, dude.
Thank you.
Chuck them around. Don't sound like gorgeous and generous. Just say that I'm gorgeous. Yeah. Please put that in the episode description.
Gorgeous, Alexi Toliopoulos. Okay, to Matt now. Now, Mish, travelled to Amsterdam where she really experienced the culture of the place. And by that, I mean she got very high and watched the film Pride and Prejudice 3 times in a row. Yeah or nah?
Right, okay. So when was this, Mish?
2016.
Ooh. Okay. Travelling was still allowed then. Right. Past the first Ooh, hurdle shit. There. Okay. Yeah. And Amsterdam, which hemisphere is that in?
The northern one.
Okay, you are very good.
I'm not going to lie. God. I nearly shat myself just said, oh, fuck.
He does like these Sherlock Holmes movies. Look at this.
Okay, so Amsterdam. And how did you imbibe the marijuana? Is that the right word there?
I purchased it with my friend.
Yes?
Yeah.
And then
a little bar.
In a bar. And then you took it home.
Yeah. We were really tired. We'd halfway through our Europe adventures and we were really tired and we were going to do the whole like, let's go out in Amsterdam real late. But we were just exhausted. So we'll just get a joint and because it's legal there. And
and it's extremely cool.
Yeah. And we took it back to our hostel and we sat in the main room of the hostel. No one was there because it was like a Saturday night and everyone was out. Looking at boobs. So they had a couple
And it's
of,
legal there, by
and
the
And it's
way.
Legal there. And they had like 5 DVDs. And we were like, let's watch some DVDs. We're really high. And we put on Pride and Prejudice and ended up watching it 3 times.
Had you seen it before?
I actually had, but I didn't remember it.
Which version?
The Emma Thompson? No, that's Sense and Sensibility. The
Yes, it is.
The old one.
For that.
What were the other options?
I
DVDs?
Don't remember one of
Teen Wolf 2.
Mother.
I don't. I genuinely don't remember.
Don't remember. Sounds like you're a bit high.
I was quite high. Caught. Yeah. No, it was the Colin Firth Pride and Prejudice.
Did it? Was it like? I mean, what? How did it affect you? Were you enjoying the movie?
That's we were pissing ourselves. We were also on Instagram at the time, and I don't think Instagram was as big as it was now. And we were looking at like foot fetish pages on Instagram, and that is why we ended up watching it 3 times because it would end, and we would be gotta go.
Well, that's good. I mean, that all sounds very believable to me.
Are you gonna say yeah, Matt?
Let's see. I'm going to say...
She's a very good actress.
Oh, yeah, you're an actor. Damn it. I'm not going to be able to win with you.
He's trained, motherfucker.
We got a red dog in the room.
I'm going to say yeah.
Matt, you are correct. That is a true story. Oh. Point there for Matt.
Isn't it a beautiful story too?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it nice?
Yeah. I went over there briefly and I bought a brownie. And I went
was
back.
Was it laced with anything?
Perhaps? It was laced, I believe. Well, I thought it was laced with marijuana.
Oh, my God.
And I went. We
because
went,
it's legal
it's
there.
It's legal there.
Okay, sorry.
You're a cop.
Yes, I'm knocking out. I'm trying to snitch on my mates.
We went past the shops, got like all this food, a microwave pizza, all this stuff. Like, this is going to be so good. And then we ate them and then just sat there. We wish I put a movie on and just waited. Like, here it comes. This is going to be so sick.
Yeah. You're in
and
a beautiful happened. Foreign city and you're eating microwaved pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the highlight of it because the brownie sucked.
Oh, we ate a lot of Kinder chocolate because there's a lot of Kinder chocolate. In Europe,
it's
and
so good,
it was amazing. Like I'm talking, I was like a size 8 before Amsterdam. I ate so much fucking chocolate.
Kinder,
and yeah,
the surprise.
They
maker.
Had it. I don't know if they had surprise, but they had
in the
one
block
that,
form.
Yeah, block
Those
form.
I love that block
yeah.
form.
Oh,
Kinder.
God.
Absolutely.
And, the surprise.
Give me that block.
I want that freaking block,
yeah,
brother.
They had one called Country, which had like oats in it, which sounds. Foul, but it was that's why it's country with all those oats.
It's like Target country.
But no, they were so good.
They got all those oats there.
At a certain point, we also went to Prague, and that's all I remember of Prague is eating those oaty,
beautiful
Kinder
place.
Chocolates.
Beautiful chocolates.
Beautiful chocolates.
Beautiful people. Maybe the most beautiful.
Oh, wow.
We'll keep it running.
Yes.
We'll keep it running.
Let's talk more about the Kinder.
Wait, is he going to stop?
What do you reckon he's actually doing?
Let's look
number
at the answers.
Number two. He's doing a twosie. Yeah, I remember when I was in Greece, we had like the Kinder blocks when I was like a little boy. And I used to feed them to the goose. There was a goose that would eat the Kinder chocolate.
In Greece.
Yeah, the little goose. Yeah,
what year was this?
This would have been probably like 2003 or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, the three little boys.
I was in before primary school, 2003.
I was three, four years old.
I was born probably around the millennium. You're not born in 1995. I'm a millennial, okay? I came out during the millennium.
Well, no, you're not a millennial if you were born in 99.
Yes.
Millennials were born up to 95.
Okay.
Busted.
Okay, I'm a Gen Z. Sorry, guys.
I'm a geriatric millennial, I've been told.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 81.
When does Gen Z start?
I think it's 96 or 97.
When's the one before Gen Y?
Gen Y or Millennials, 81 or 82.
So I would be a Gen Y. I'm 88.
Yeah, so you're a millennial.
I'm not afraid of aging. Wow. I'm like Diane Keaton. I'm the Diane Keaton of Brunswick.
Wow. That is cool. I do love Diane Keaton.
Yeah, I love her.
She's
one of
great.
My absolute idols.
I love her.
All right.
She's like the personification of a turtleneck, and that's why I love her so much.
She really is. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Now, to Mish. Now, Sonia's grandmother had a large family photo in their lounge room, but when her nephew got divorced, mm-hmm. instead of taking the photo down, Sonia's grandmother simply put a Band-Aid over the ex-wife's face.
Oh my God.
And left it up. Yeah or nah?
Oh my God. So wait, your grandmother's nephew or your nephew?
Her nephew.
Okay, cool. Because that would have been quite young.
Yes.
So your grandmother put a Band-Aid on the picture?
On my nephew's ex-wife's face.
And it still hangs in her house?
It did until she passed away.
Okay, yeah. So she's dead. So that's nice of you to ask this question. Let's bring up, what was she like? Was she a nice woman? No, okay. So what colour was the Band-Aid? Was it like your standard, like, beige? Mm. Or was it like a Spider-Man?
Hospitality
blue. It was a beige. Beige. Standard beige.
Did she purchase a variety pack which had different shapes and was considerate enough to use a circle?
That's a real non-thing.
I don't know.
That would make
it wasn't a circle. It was like a strip
in a crisscross, like X'd out the face.
Yeah. Did she use scissors to cut so it wouldn't overlap?
No.
Was it a large family photo?
Like, yeah, it had a lot of people in it.
Were you in it?
Wow. No.
Oh, this is steamy to me.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're trying to put me off because you want me to say nah, but maybe it's a yeah. Because you're saying you don't know. That's dumb. okay, who inherited the photo? Because that's a great side. Keep it. That's a great story.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
You don't know.
I'm
going to
track
it
down.
Are
yeah,
you lying
yeah.
to me, Sonia?
No, I genuinely don't. Wow. It's probably still in the house.
Okay. Do other people currently live in that house?
No.
Okay. Can I live there? Rent's really expensive. I think if it's just sitting there.
How recent
can look
was
up
the death?
The picture.
Last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was an old lady. She was 96.
Yeah,
thank
sorry
you.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay. Based solely off you saying that you don't know what kind of Band-Aid it was, you're either very clever and want me to be like, that's stupid. I'm going to say no, but I also have a feeling that she was playing me like a bloody fiddle.
Sonia finally gets a point.
Yeah.
It was a true story. Wow. Yeah, it's a point there for Sonia.
It was true.
Band-Aid?
Were you playing Mish like a fiddle?
Yeah, it was like a strip Band-Aid. But I'm pretty sure she put like two Band-Aids over her face.
That's
wow. Yeah.
But it's not really because like more full-on thing would be to cut it out or scratch it out. A Band-Aid can easily be removed.
The reasonable thing would be to just take the photo down, right?
Your family photo.
But, you know, old nonnas, they just keep grudges. Yeah, and
why you yuck chopped all my dad's photos out when my parents got divorced?
And the funny thing is, it's like her nephew then goes over and visits and just sees this Band-Aid.
Yeah, these are in my photo
Everyone
album.
Who goes over and visits sees this Band-Aid. And
so who's the Band-Aid in the family?
But my sister and I used to live together, and then because we would always talk about this Band-Aid picture all the time.
Wow.
And then my sister had a photo of her, and it was a family picture, mm-hmm. a few of us, and her boyfriend was in the photo. Yeah. And when they broke up, she put a Band-Aid on his face to carry on the tradition.
Oh, wow. That was my cockles.
But also, like, a very important thing to do is mm-hmm. with the partner, you're having a family photo, and there's a partner, and they always get them to stand on the end. Oh, yes, so you can easily cut that
That's
out.
Clever.
Yeah. That's so clever.
Actually, come to think of it, my mum did that to my partner at Christmas. Whoa. It was like, well, you stand me up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now you know why. Now you know why.
We've been together now for over a year, but at that point, we'd only been together about 6 months.
God, and you know it's real when mum's like, stay there. Yeah. Move a little in.
I'm going to talk to her and see if she's okay with my partner.
Overlap with another person now. You're allowed in.
She doesn't want to waste good Band-Aids, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. So to Sonia now. Mm-hmm. When Alexi was on school camp as a child, his mum would pack
Here we go. This is going to be another mind fuck.
Yes, the red dog is coming out once again.
Well, his mum would pack him tin marinated octopus and sardines so he wouldn't have to eat the camp food. Yeah or nah?
Tin marinated octopus and sardines. Would they make the camp smelly?
Well, it would be outdoors, so it wouldn't be too bad.
Where did you go to camp? Where did you
all
go?
All over the place, dude. Canberra, Narrabeen, you know, that kind of stuff. It was school camp. Even, Bathurst, where we went, did a gold rush trip, I think would have been a time where I had the marinated octopus.
You'd Bathurst. Mm. And what was the regular camp food?
Devon sandwich.
Devon sandwich.
Mm. Now, it was Devon and butter and iceberg lettuce.
Right. So she was like, that's weird. I'm going to give him octopus.
That sounds delicious.
Well, she wouldn't have known, but I think my mother would have suspected that there would be some nasty foods on the
Was there much of a Greek population in your school?
Yes, there was lots of Greeks, Italians, a very multi-ethnic school.
Were other people getting octopus?
I did share because I am generous. I did give out some octopus to some people.
Well, you've given out legs. Points. You've given out octopus. Yeah,
exactly.
Devon, that's Strasbourg, is that right?
Yeah. Otherwise known as German in Tasmania.
German. Yeah. Yeah. Give me a slice of German.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of a bus-sized mortadella, if you will.
Right. Now you're speaking my language.
Now you know.
I don't know what the fuck Devon is.
Yeah.
So did anyone else BYO? Any of those other Greek Italian kids? Right.
I thought ahead.
They ate the Devon sandwiches.
They would have eaten the Devon sandwiches.
Very specific. Were these foods you loved? Because it doesn't feel like you're hitting all the food groups there.
Well, also there would have been some baked Greek beans as well in a tin. But there was all little continental tins. Like you would be some of the ones where it would be the key, and you have to turn the little tin,
and it
rolls up.
Like and the ones cartoon mice would sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a Jerry, perhaps.
Yeah, nice and comfy for a hobo mouse.
And were you just eating straight from the tin, straight in your mouth, no bread or anything?
No bread, straight from the tin. And my mum would pack me a little cocktail fork that would be attached with a rubber band holding it together with the tin.
This is either a true story or a real... Beautiful.
Yeah. From a real fake.
I love
perhaps.
How your mind works.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
This feels like, I bet attention you this is a short detail. Film he saw on yep. sticky carpet or something. On
this is quite devilish of me, perhaps.
Something
yes.
he's given a 0-star review to.
Oh, okay. That's really mean.
How old were you?
I would have been around, like, I guess 12. Like
so
11,
what year
12.
Was it?
Like, year 5 and 6.
So all you're right. saying that when you were 12 years old, your mum packed you octopus.
Yeah.
And you had people that also at 12 years old ate the octopus when you shared it around.
They would have had some, yes.
Nah. No, marinated octopus is delicious. But
you're good, you're good.
Like, oh, yes, please. Like, I just...
What do you think, Sonia?
That's thrown me off. Mm. But,
like,
you know...
Like, if that's a true story, the other kids thought you were a weirdo for sure, right?
Yeah.
But just picture 12-year-old Alexi.
I reckon he would have done it.
Mr. Continental.
Yeah.
A cloth on his lap having this little thing.
All right, I say yeah.
So you are correct. That is a
I knew it because you're a great, good Greek boy. You're going to eat whatever mama packs you, right?
Every bit of it was true. People would share it because they didn't want the Devon sandwiches either. A lot of wogs at the school, okay? Yeah, a lot of wogs. Yeah. They saw the marinated octopus in salsa and they're like, good lord, let me get some of that. Because it was a high-end brand. It wasn't just some, you know, some snafu cat food.
That's a big Greek food, is it? Marinated octopus.
They absolutely
fish,
good.
Yeah.
It's so easy for it. Yeah.
How about like I'm picturing real.
It wasn't a full octopus come out whole. It's chopped up little pieces.
Right.
When I didn't have. I know they can fit in a can. That's the part of the charm of the octopus.
Do you reckon the camps were like, oh, I reckon we got to change our food. These kids are eating octopus.
Mr. Fancy's having a little panino over there.
Here's a little fun fact about your new friend, Mish.
Mm-hmm.
When I went vegan 3 years ago, the thing I missed the most was marinated octopus.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah.
Because you can't find that texture anywhere else.
You can't
else.
Get it anywhere. So it's that and, oddly enough, crab sticks from a fish and chip shop.
Wow.
Because you just can't. And
you
smoked
can probably
salmon.
Get away with those crab sticks. I don't know.
Well, that's what everyone
that
says. Like, I don't think that's real crab.
I think it's a potato or something. Yeah. I don't know. They just color it in.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Mish. 2.5 points.
Wow.
Sonia, 2.5 points.
Whoa.
Matt,
whoa.
4 points.
Whoa.
Alexi, 7 points.
Wow.
Still anyone's game, though. This is the our gaming. Final round. Mm. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. Only round you get those points.
Wow.
Okay, question one. Who here drunkenly vomited all over their bathroom and then tried to tell their mother that it was food poisoning from an unset panna cotta?
Mish. Matt.
Yes, Mish.
Sonia.
No, that was Alexi.
Yes. It was unset, okay? But it was because I was extremely drunk. I spewed everywhere and I got my grandmother to clean it up.
What is panna cotta? I had it the other night. What is... No, I was in an argument with everyone around. Yeah. I'm like, it's cheesecake. And they're like, it's not cheesecake.
Definitely not cheesecake. Oh, this is Matthew.
My God.
It's cooked, I really annoyed
it
people.
It literally translates to cooked cream.
Yeah.
It's like it's close. Kind of like a custard, sort of, but better, bit bushy.
It was lovely, like a,
there's
like
a jiggle
a cheese,
to
like
it,
a nice
proper
cheesecake.
Yeah. And the one you had did not jiggle?
It was okay, he jiggled slightly, but I would have been lying to my mum.
Jiggled in your tummy, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. I was puking, but it was because I was extremely drunk.
Right.
And I was like, you know, yelling at my mum, I swear it was unset panna cotta. I knew that it wasn't working, I knew it was going to be bad.
Wait, so you had panna cotta as well?
Yeah.
So you got pissed and you're like, you know what I really want when I'm drunk? Yeah. Hot chips? No.
Well, my strategy to this game so far has revealed that, yes, there's always a little truth to a lie.
All right, next question. Who was a passenger in my car when I almost hit a kangaroo?
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Sonia.
Sonia is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Recently.
Oh. Yeah, it was very scary.
That was a good strategy as well.
Thank you so much.
Reeling him out, and you're ready.
I'm taking the point.
I gave it away. No, we were driving up to a place called Mansfield on a gig that your friend.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was great. It was so much fun. Although, awesome. 20 minutes before we got there, a kangaroo just bounded in front.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I was very.
It was terrifying.
Tense.
It was a big kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
But Josh handled it well. 5 stars.
Thank you.
I would say.
I didn't swerve. I just put the brakes on.
Yeah.
Did my shoulder though. Like, had a bit of a problem with my shoulder for 3 days later. And but the kangaroo lived.
Wow.
Didn't kill the kangaroo.
That's a great result.
I hope it's living a great life out there.
And then on the drive back, I drove very slow because I was worried. Mm. But yeah, it was scary. Okay. Who, after they kissed their person for the first time ever, this is their very first kiss, they never spoke to this person ever again?
Alexi.
Everyone?
Yes, Alexi.
Mish.
Yes, it was Mish. Yes, point there for Alexi.
Was it Matt Stewart?
No. His name was Francois and we went and saw The Mummy Returns.
Oh my God. That is a sexy movie.
Yeah, it is. I was 13.
Yeah, it is.
I was 13. Whoa. And it was a blind date. We'd never spoken previously. We didn't speak at all on the date and we never spoke again.
How are you getting set up on a blind date as a
13-year-old?
Who's matchmaking you here?
No, it's a good
thing. With a French guy.
Yeah, no, he was Lebanese.
He was...
I became friends with a very popular girl in my year level and we became best mates. And she is, to this day, still my best friend.
Oh.
But she thought it was so weird that I'd never kissed a boy because she'd kissed 3. And so she was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to set you up with my cousin Jamie's friend, Francois.
Wow.
And so she set it up and we went and met at Northland Cinema and went and saw The Mummy Returns and we didn't speak at all before the movie, during the movie. We kissed for maybe a minute, 2 minutes.
During the movie or after?
During the movie.
Wow.
Like,
what scene?
The scene where they're throwing stuff off the back of the truck.
Wow, that's the way
That's
to
all
go.
I can remember.
That's the magic.
And then we never spoke again.
Wow. 13 is young
to
not have a kid. Like,
yeah.
That's young.
Yeah. It was pretty young.
What's Francois up to these days?
Very successful, very rich.
Oh, wow.
Very bald and very tall. Yeah.
Wow.
The big 3.
Yeah. Rich, bald, and tall. That's how I like my men. Really let that one go.
I'm 0 from 3. Okay. All right, next question. Who got contacted by their bank suspecting fraudulent activity after they bought a wig?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'll say Alexi.
No, it's Sonia. Point off, Matt.
Mate, he's got a full head of hair there.
So do you.
Yeah, I know.
What was the wig?
It was a purple, curly purple wig. And they sent me a text message immediately after suspected fraudulent activity. I'm like, what is my life? What am I spending my money on? But I was also like, fuck you, bank. You don't know me at all.
I could get a wig.
Exactly. I've worn it several times.
Do you wear it out or around the house?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, next question. Whose dad shaved off his mustache and this person cried because they thought they were a stranger?
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Matt?
Yeah, you are correct. Yes,
wow. Sonia. My first memories.
Yeah.
Out living in Kyneton. I reckon I was like 2. Came out. And it was sitting. It was sitting at the breakfast table. Who's that man? It's me, it's your dad. What's happening? It's the worst.
Wait, how old were you?
I reckon I was like 2. It was one of it's an maybe the earliest memory I have.
Oh, yeah. What year was it?
2006.
Oh, okay. Yeah, young fella.
Quite a young man. On the podcast. Because my dad shaved off his moustache as well when I was a kid. And it's weird, like, if you had a moustache for a long time, their top lip, it seems like wet and dry at the same time. Yeah. Weird.
And it disappears. The mouth gets tiny.
Yeah.
Look, like, who's this tiny mouth man?
The skin between the lip and the nose is too small.
Who is this tiny mouthed man?
A word of warning to parents, warn your children.
Yeah. If you had
a
shave.
Let them be in the room as you're doing it.
Show them a photo of when you were young and you didn't have one yet.
I had another flashback when I was thinking of that. Around that same time, I would have been slightly older, I reckon, maybe 4. And his razor was out on the thing. And I'm like, oh, I'll have a go.
Yeah.
I'm a young man.
Good heavens.
And I hadn't seen him use it in the down thing. So I used it sideways and cut lines into my chin.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that why you have a beard to cover
That's
those
why I've
yaks.
Got a beard. Covers
cover those heinous scars.
Yeah, the tram tracks. They're my
All right, next question. Who is convinced they were visited by a spirit the other night in their sleep?
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Alexi.
You are correct.
I was visited. I was visited.
Because when I looked at him right
before. Fucking hell. Yeah. What did
he
you...
looked genuinely scared.
Oh, what did you eat this time to make this happen?
I was
some
visited.
Some off-octopus or something.
In my hotel room, I'm not kidding. I was visited by a spirit.
Hotel room is it?
I'm staying in a hotel. Oh, I'll be gone. When does this come out?
It'll come out Wednesday. You'll be gone.
Okay. I'm staying in La Wheel Studios. And it's like a new hotel building. And I woke up at 5:30 in the morning and I screamed. I woke up, ha! And I woke up to a nightmare. I wrote my nightmare down. The whole thing was a little boy with a tiny little face, but big bushy hair. And I was like trying to talk. This kid was trying to talk to me, but we couldn't understand each other. And I was like, Felix. I kept calling this kid Felix. Like, Felix, why are you screaming at me, Felix? Why are you screaming at me? And then I was like, the kid was getting distressed. And that's when I woke up. Wow. And then, you know, that next morning when I'm awake, I'm like, God, okay, I'm not going to get back to sleep. I got to go downstairs, check some stuff with the thing, make sure my room's okay because I only had one night and I had to book it further myself. And then I'm downstairs in the lobby. I start wandering the lobby and this hotel, at one point I look around, this hotel is a children's hospital. It's connected literally to the children's hospital, this hotel that I've been put up at. And like you just keep walking. At one point, it's literally a full-on children's hospital.
Wait, is this part of the dream or is this now
is
real?
This is real. This is now reality. So I'm staying at this hotel at a children's hospital. I'm like, oh, okay.
Didn't well, you are a child it. As well.
Exactly. It's the only place that legally could put me up at when I was brought here. And then it stays with me the whole day. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe there was like this... I was like joking about it. Like, oh, maybe they've got unfinished business. And I'm like, okay, I'm here till Wednesday. So, you know, come at me again. I'll try and sort you before I'm gone. But then, like, it just stuck with me. And I woke up 5:30 again the next morning. And I was like, okay, all right. But nothing happened. And I had written my dream down the first night. I was like, just in case there's something interesting in there, trying to think about it. I was like, I've got a friend, Felix, who is in Melbourne, but I'm not seeing him while I'm here, and I like owe him money, but not a lot, just a little bit. He like bought something for me, and I was like, okay. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's it. I feel guilty that I'm not seeing Felix. And then I went back down to the children's hospital area because I have a boost juice there, and I was like, I need to get something for my hangover. And then when I'm at the boost juice, I walk out. I took a photo of this, so I'll show you as well. Across from boost juice is a hairdresser's called Felix Hairstyles. So I think this kid died and he didn't get a haircut before he died. So I need to like get a haircut because I think he's inside me. So I need to go there and get a haircut from this place.
Well, and that'll be his unfinished business.
And he'll go up
because he's got a lot of hair, but it's... Well,
yes.
Maybe you need to grow the hair down and cover the small face though.
Like, yeah. What's he doing with that very bushy hair?
Do you think this hair salon named itself after a kid who didn't go there in time?
I don't know. I don't know if that's
it's
it.
It's just
but
a sign.
I think that's the sign that the kid's giving me the message. That's what needs to happen.
Right.
Yeah. I've never had a supernatural experience before, so this is new territory for me.
You still haven't.
Okay. I didn't see this.
I saw a hairdresser. I'm haunted.
But you didn't.
I needed a boost. I'm convinced.
Well, a ghost of a kid came to you in a dream when you didn't realize you were like, you're basically, you're kind of living on a, on a kid's like burial ground.
Yeah. Do you believe in spirits and ghosts, Matt?
I mean, no, but this is, I mean, this is, I will almost believe.
I thought you would.
No.
I thought you would. I thought Mish wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing where I don't at all believe it, but when someone's telling a story, I just get swept up in it. So I want to believe it.
I'm rational, I'm logical, let it be known, but this is my first time, so I don't know.
When you said spirit as well, I'm like, what does this mean? Normally people would say a ghost, but a spirit?
Yeah.
Well, what does this mean?
I'm respectful, he might be inside me or
you
something.
Do you feel him now?
No, not now. Okay. I actually feel hungry more than anything. So,
have you just been hungry this whole time?
Yeah, my tummy has been grumbling. I'm worried that you guys have heard it the whole time.
Is it possible that it just looked like he had a small face because he'd recently shaved off his mustache?
In my dream, he looked like a child actor from the 70s, Mason Reese, who's very... If you're at home, Google it. He's very odd-looking kid.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like it was an image of someone you already had in your brain.
But I feel like this... You know, dreams abstract. Something was communicating with me.
I feel like you got drunk.
I had a couple of drinks.
Walked past Felix Salon.
You said you were hungover. Yeah. You said you needed a boost.
Well, that was the next... No, that was 2 days later. That was later.
Oh.
And yes, I'm in town for a while. I'm drinking every night. Okay, guys? I'm
I reckon
like this.
Sounds like you had a couple of bad panna cottas. And it's just not sitting right in your stomach or your brain.
It could be. I hope you're right.
I mean, it's the kind of thing I would love to be true because it means there's an afterlife and stuff like that. That'd be sick.
Yeah, but you're haunting little fat boys. You're totally a fat boy while he's hanging in there and in town.
Well, I mean, that's the only one. I would love it if a small fat boy was who proved that spirits existed. It was just this small fat boy with too much hair.
I always feel whenever like you go to country theatres and they're always like, oh, this theatre's haunted. I'm like, that poor ghost has to watch shit theatre night after night after night, like just watching Nonsense 2 or something like that. Anyway,
God.
Okay, that was question 6. Question 7. Which of you put a hole in the wall of their house by kicking it after their dad refused to let them go to a music festival?
Mish.
Yes, Mish.
Matt.
No, that was Sonia.
Oh, what music festival?
Oh, it was like, I think it was called, it was Push On.
What's that?
In Melbourne. Oh, it was just like,
An underage one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my dad wouldn't let me go. I was so angry. But it's so annoying. Because
where in the wall did you kick? Low or did you do a high kick?
It was high. It was like halfway up the wall.
Right,
and
his head.
The plaster cracked.
You just won't let me dance, Dad. Yeah.
I was so angsty. And I loved music and going to music festivals. And my dad always goes on about how his parents went, no, didn't let him go see the Beatles when they were in Australia. Whoa. And I'm like, he should know.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's just as important that I see Friends or Rom. Yeah. You know, they're my Beatles.
They are.
Right?
They're great bands.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been there that day, I reckon.
Yeah, the Ross friends.
Yeah, they're out.
You were there?
I would have been there.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I once punched a hole in the wall for a similar. I was feigning anger, though. It was an accident.
Mm. Okay.
I'd lost an argument or something.
Yeah.
And so I went, oh, you know, as a joke. But I put a hole right through the wall.
You're a teenager?
I paper mache it because my parents were away.
Oh, my Lord.
It was clearly newspaper with the wrong. It was an outside wall and I'd used inside paint. I didn't know any of the rules. And it was pretty, like, they
it was
figured
obvious.
It out. So, yeah, the first day it rained and it melted. They cracked.
That is why Matt's dad was trying to buy a caravan.
Yeah, that's for you to move into.
I stayed in that caravan this week.
I once deliberately slammed my hand in a door because my mum wouldn't let me stay up and watch Angel.
And
the thing is, I was too old to do something like that. Like, you shouldn't do something like that anyway. Mm. But I was like 12, and that's too old.
And you were looking at her in the eyes?
No, I was like, she was like, get out of the lounge room. Like, go to bed. I wish I stopped at one child, you psycho. She didn't say that. To be fair, she loves me.
Felt it.
But then I slammed, and then I started crying, and she was just like, well, you're a dickhead. Mm. And then she still wouldn't let me watch Angel. God.
Would you watch it now? You still like Angel?
No. No, Angel is not as good as Buffy.
Wow.
Yeah,
but I rewatched Buffy during one of our many lockdowns.
Mm.
Fucking great.
And it holds up.
Holds up.
Yeah, look, it holds up.
Wow, the Angel theme is very good, right? That's the sort of one of them. They're both good theme songs, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember
which
one's
not bad. I don't remember the Angel one, but the Buffy ones is like...
Next question. Who here was once punched in the mouth at 13 because they threw a frozen Coke at someone?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I mean, it's so funny because you're all very likely to be that person. I'm going to say... Alexi.
No, that was Sonia as well.
I had a very aggressive time.
Oh, yeah.
Going up. Yeah. I was like a full-on fist fight.
Whoa.
Really? She was punching me.
Oh, my God.
I think she knew how to, like, fight and stuff.
In the street.
No, in Gippsland.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about fighting, so I just grabbed her hair and pulled really hard.
So
just like kept on pulling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where in Gippsland were you?
We were in the street. We were at this fiesta. It was Church Street Fiesta, it was called. It was like a gathering of all the businesses in the street at night time to like sell their produce and like a cultural thing. And
a fistfight breaks out.
Yeah, yeah. They shut it down after a few years because like all the teenagers would just be fucked.
They go
and
crazy.
Like, yeah.
All right, our final question for the game. Who here told me they do not like tea? They don't like to drink tea.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I've guessed Alexi every time and not get a single one right, so I'm going to stick with my formula.
You are incorrect. It was Mish.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't like tea.
Really?
Yeah, and I wish people knew that because when they offer it to me, I say yes. Sick of saying
You're too polite.
Yeah, no, but like everyone always offers you fucking tea. Like, I don't
really?
Yeah, if you go to your mate's house, like...
They don't offer you coffee?
I'm never
not
offered tea.
Yeah.
I like tea.
You want a cup of tea? I'm always say yes, and then I drink about half of it, and then it goes because I'm like, this is gross.
It gets cold,
and then I'm like, I can't drink it because it's cold. Bye.
What would you prefer if they are listening, your friends?
Yeah,
just don't offer me a drink. I'm not a big beverage person.
Okay.
I'm a water.
You're more
girl.
You like your solids.
I love my solids. Yeah. I'm a water girl with the occasional orange juice.
Whoa.
I'm not a drinker either. Yeah. So, yeah.
Offer you pot. If you go over, please.
Yeah, just offer me a giant joint and
a pail. And a DVD copy of Pride and Prejudice, okay?
You don't like a tea leaf, you like the other.
Yeah. No, I don't even really do that very much. The Amsterdam experience, I'm a square.
At the end of the game, the scores are Matt Stewart, 1 point. Josh Earl, 1 point. Mish Witrup, 2.5 points.
Whoa.
Sonia Diorio, 3.5 points. Our winner on 8 points. It's Alexi Toliopoulos.
8 points.
Wow, guys, this is an honour. I'm sweating.
You deserve it. You
was
came
that,
into state for this.
Wow. Was that you or was that all the ghost inside of you?
I reckon it could be Felix. It could be little Felix looking out for me.
Little fat Felix.
I just felt him leave. He just lopped it off. We just need to win a prize.
Oh, my God.
Now, because you win, Alexi, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. Where can people listen to Alexi Tolio?
You can listen to me on Total Reboots. Me and Cameron James talking about movies. We did just a big mini-series on teen films. Yes. And we're going to kick off a new mini-series that we're going to call Australian Psycho, about like crazy Aussie movies like Chopper
that's
and like
awesome.
Mad Max about crazy dudes. And also I've got another podcast, A Big Film Buffet for Netflix Australia with Jen Fricker. And the episode out this week is us interviewing Zack Snyder at Supernova.
Nice.
Yeah, so please freaking listen to those guys.
Excellent. About the zombie film?
Yeah, about the zombie film, Army of the Dead.
What do you think of it?
I actually give it a 2 thumbs up. I loved it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
2 thumbs up out of 5.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
Exactly. Yeah, not too bad. Not too shabby for all 5 thumbs, Alexi.
Hey, Mish, where can people find you?
You can check me out on
Twitter.
Twitter. That's right. I'm coming back, baby. Once a year when I tweet MasterChef. And also, you can check out Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama, where I have a podcast where myself and my friend Zach Ruane review John Leguizamo's movies and TV shows every week.
Very,
and
very good.
We're both dying inside. And I have can I tell a very funny story?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Josh asked me to do this podcast, he sent me a message. He's like, oh, can you shoot me your email and I'll send you some information on the pod?
Yeah.
And, you know, surprise, surprise, I've actually listened to this pod. It's a great pod. And I read it while I was cleaning my kitchen. And I thought he said, can I have your email and can you send me some information on your pod? So I wrote back a giant blurb about my podcast.
Did you copy and paste or was this a fresh
writer? A fresh thing. I was like, fucking all right. It's like, okay, so basically it's a pretty like dumb podcast where Zach and I, we review, blah, blah, blah. And I sent it. And then 20 minutes later, I went to do something else. I pulled it up and I saw that his original message very clearly states, I will send you some information about my Josh Earl's podcast. And so I just wrote back, I'm so sorry. That's very embarrassing.
I was at dinner with my in-laws, so I didn't actually read the message. I just saw the apology one first. So it wasn't like me going, oh, that's really weird.
Don't apologize, man. You always got to be hustling.
Yeah, that's right.
You probably got a listener offer.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Good time. Sonia, where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, Sonia Diorio, or Facebook.
Yes.
And come and see me live, please. All my gigs will be up there. But also, I have a podcast too. Yeah. It's called Who the Bloody Hell Are We? Alexi Toliopoulos has been
it's
on
a great
there.
Podcast.
We spoke about being big wogs.
Yeah, dudes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've got a bond that you guys will never fucking understand.
Exactly. We bonded over those octopus at camp.
Don't judge.
Oz, the island of Greece where you're from?
My dad's mom's actually Swiss Italian. So.
Oh, okay.
I just visited the Mascherini tombstones in the Bright Cemetery this week. So paid my respects. Fuck.
Okay, uno fazzo, uno razzo. One face, one race, dude.
You can Chiamo Matthew, all right.
You can also find Sonia on Twitter at the pussy of.
And Matt Stewart, where can people find you?
My website's mattstewartcomedy.com and I'm filming some comedy here at Stupid Old Studios like in a couple of weeks and there's tickets available to that via that website. And I'm doing the show in Sydney the week before to sort of run it in. I think there's a few tickets left there. And then I'm doing a beer show on the Stupid Old Channel at the moment and Channel 31 in Melbourne called The Beer Pioneer.
Yes.
So I'm about to go record the voiceover this week. What's a word I should drop in for your listeners? What's a word I'll put in the voiceover that'll only mean something to the people who heard this
pussy
podcast?
Off.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Yes.
I was
going to
say dipshit. But
dipshit.
Like,
I'll try and get it in dipshit or pussy.
Where are you doing that? Most difficult.
Now this beer tastes like pussy.
How about you say
yeah.
Where are you performing in Sydney?
At the Chippo Hotel.
Great venue. Can I come?
Yeah, please.
Oh, great.
Tickets at MattStewartComedy.com.
It'd be great to see you there.
I'll be there, dude. Laughing at
you. Can't go there. That venue's haunted.
Yeah, it actually is.
Haunted by bad comedy.
Yeah, there's a lot of people are bombing, including myself many times.
Hey, everyone, if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing my show, Josh Earl Talks. I'm filming it here at Stupid Old Studios August 4th. It's going to be on film forever. So if you're in Melbourne, come along and laugh really loudly so it looks good. Hey, thanks everyone for playing.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.